was all right, ain't there? Second Kings, the fourth chapter. I need you to open your Bibles. I need you to catch this. This is possibly going to be one of the best sermons that I've ever preached for the church. This is possibly one of the best sermons. You need to benefit from this message. Second Kings, the fourth chapter, the first seven verses. I'm going to only read three because I'm going to only preach from three, but I need that you would take in context. Second Kings, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 7. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3 for a time sake and for your consideration. You got it. It's in the front part of your Bibles, right? Amen. You got it? Somebody help me say amen. 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 Here's the reader. Watch the reader. It says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets of unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that, Lord have mercy, that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Lord have mercy. Grass withered, flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. I need you to jot this down in your mind. I want to talk about God can take whatever you have and use it for whatever you need. God can take whatever you have and use it for whatever you need. Here's a subtopic. God can take your not enough and make it more than enough. I sure wish you catch this. I'll write this down if I was you. God can take your not enough and make it more than enough. Watch this. Here's the sub thing. God can take the little you have and use it to meet your big needs. I wish I had somebody. I shouting about that myself. This is going to be one of them that you need to take notes of. Amen. How many of us believe the Bible? Okay. Let me try it again. How many of us believe the Bible? But because Paul said in the Philippian books to the church in Philippi 4:19, he says, but my God shall supply all your need. Watch this. He didn't say needs. All your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. One of the attacks of the enemy, the attacks that the enemy have been using on the people of God for many years, is in the way of our money. One of the attacks the devil been using year after year after year, and seemingly so it's been working. Tithing. Very unpopular subject in some churches. The devil has convinced the people of God to believe things like they can't afford to tithe. Don't turn me off. Don't you turn me off. I see your hand on that knob. Don't turn me off. Let me play this one out, okay? He has convinced some of the people of God by you saying stuff like, I can't afford to tithe. I don't make enough to pay my tithe. God don't need your money. No, it's just that lying pastor who's trying to fool you so he can get another car, a bigger crib, or some finer clothes. And some of the Christians, Brian, that they're falling for those lies of the enemy. Some of them have embraced those lies in their hearts when all God is trying to do is reach you and reach your heart. Don't turn me off. I know it's unpopular, but I want you to understand. I want you to look at this widow in the text. This widow in the text this morning, here she helps us because she's where many of us was, many of us are, or many of us will be. She's at the point, Vanessa, of dealing with deficiency. She's at the point now where she is ready to throw in the towel. She's at the point where she's been everywhere and back and she's still lost. She's at the point in her life where she has to deal with the dangers of deficiencies. Deficiency simply means that there is a shortage of, there is a lack of. And anybody in here can help me this morning and let me know, how do you deal with deficiency? How do you deal with your lack of? How do you deal with the shortage of? Most of us every day can say that there's a shortage of money. We don't have enough money. She's dealing with deficiency. Can I help you? And one thing about deficiencies, it limits us. Deficiencies lowers us. And sometimes deficiency can last. Deficiency, my brothers and sisters, it limits us because we can't go where we won't go. We can't do what we want to do. We can't buy what we want to buy simply because of deficiency. We just don't have enough. And it doesn't matter how much you have. You still say it's still not enough. We got to understand it limits us. It limits us, but it lowers us. It lowers our expectations. We can't expect to have if we don't have enough. It limits us. It lowers us. And watch this. Because sometimes deficiencies last. It lasts through generations. Your mama didn't have that much and grandma didn't have that much. And sooner or later, your children will not have enough because we don't know how to deal with deficiency. We constantly think that we don't have enough and we have more now than we have ever had before in all the days of our life. But yet and still, we suffer the more because of, you say, deficiency. Can I help us again? Because the Bible said God can take what you have and use what you have to meet what you need. I wish I had somebody help me preach this thing. You got to understand. Now this woman in the text, she's living in a mythological culture where women did not count. Can I help somebody? The first thing I want us to understand, if you have this in your house, you have enough. This woman, the first thing I need us to look at is in the first verse. The first thing that we need you to look at is the fact that this woman's husband was dead. Because the Bible calls her a widow. In other words, a widow means that her currency was connected to her covering. Her currency was connected to her covering. But her husband is dead, making her holdings depleted, her husband dead, her holding depleted, and her household was on the verge of being divided. She was deficient. Listen at me now, because her currency, her money, was connected to her covering, and her husband is dead. So it made her holdings depleted, and our household now was on the way, on the verge of being divided. Can I take my time? You got to understand. Look at where this woman was. Look at the horrible. Look at this odd predicament. Look at where she was. Her husband dead. And because her husband did, her currency was connected to her covering. In other words, everything she had, her husband had it. The only money she had, her husband had to make it. Y'all, they helping me. And watch it. So that made that there was no more eggs in the refrigerator. There wasn't no more peas in the pot. No corn in the pantry. All because her currency. She didn't have no more money in the bank because her currency was connected to her covering, and her husband is dead. And because her husband is dead, her holding is depleted, and her household, watch this, her household is on the verge of being divided. Because according to Leviticus 25 and 39, whenever the husband dies, the Bible declares that Leviticus 25:39, it says that the creditors was able to come into the house and take the children as bond slaves. In other words, that they had to work for them until that debt was paid out, or until Jubilee. Now, if you know anything about the year of Jubilee, it happens every 50 years. So in other words, if the creditors come in and take the children, the house was divided because the children had to go and work for the creditors for at least 50 years. Can you understand where? And I know some of us. I know some of us are in bad shape. I know some of us. But guess what? Listen and look at where this woman is. This woman is suffering from deficiency. She's trying to deal with deficiency. I told you her husband is dead, making her holdings depleted, and her household is on the verge of being divided. Preach, Michael. I'm doing the best I can. You got to understand. You got to understand. So in the text, watch this. This woman, she comes to Elisha, and when she comes to Elisha, for help. And Elisha's assignment was the same as my assignment today. I need to show you, and I admit to you, that God can take whatever you have and use it so you can have what you need. Can I get any help in here? Watch this. Now, and I got to let you know what God said. I got to let you know what the Bible said. And that's why I chose this pericope here as we peruse down the text about this woman. Because I know, and that's why the Bible says this woman, because you can put your name there if you want to. You can say, I was on the verge of giving up. I'm on the verge of throwing. Somebody act like you ain't never been there. Have you ever in your life been so bad? There are certain times in our life, Corey, when we fall so low, we got to climb a ladder just to touch the bottom. We got to understand sometimes, and I know I ain't talking about nobody, I'm talking about what I'm talking about. Sometimes it look like every time we turn around, if it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't the light bill, it's the car note. If it ain't the car note, it's the insurance. And look like, oh, y'all ain't helping me. Look like all of the bills come at one time, and that's the time when the whole match it. That's the time when the mailman don't pass. And I won't beat up on the mailman. Girl, you got to have my check. It ought to be there. Did you not know my children hungry? Did you not know I ain't got no gas to put in my car? Did you not know there is no food in the pantry? And you say my check ain't come? How do you deal with deficiency? She helps us. She helps us because, let me tell you again, if you didn't hear me the first time, God can take your not enough and make it more than enough. Elisha, he looks at the woman. I wish I had somebody. And he said, let me see. He said, my husband dead. She said, my husband, you know, feared the Lord. She said, you know, my husband was faithful. And you know, my husband was a follower of God. He kept the commandments. He did all that he can do to please God. First thing you got to understand, you got to have somebody connected to obedience. You ought to write that down. I'll write that if I was you. Somebody got to be connected to obedience. Watch this. He was a prophet. Her husband was. And watch this, because now the text is not in the text. I don't know that she have a relationship with the Lord, but it's not in the text. She brags and boasts on her husband. And she's connected to obedience because her husband was connected to the Lord. He feared God. Lord have mercy. God, he feared God, and he was faithful to God, and he was a follower of God. And the woman, she says, listen, you know my husband. Yeah. And can I help you with this? Somebody, you ought to know somebody that have a relationship with the Lord. You ought to have somebody in your family that obey the Lord. Lord have mercy. She bragged on her husband. She said, listen, and what she really didn't know, Vanessa, she didn't know this. She heard, Elisha heard her, but because of her husband's obedience, because of her husband being faithful and a follower and feared God, homegirl was ready to get a holy hookup. Y'all in the text. I wish y'all read your Bible. Listen, she's about to get a holy hookup only because of her husband. Lord have mercy. Because listen, it's in the family. This is her husband. Her husband was faithful. Her husband was, come on, help me somebody, feared God. And her husband, y'all better help me preach, followed God. Her husband was obedient. Home God is about to find favor in God help. She's about to find favor in our household because of the faithfulness of her husband. Yes. Because Lord help me. And that's why every now and then I look up to heaven and I say, Mama, I sure thank you. Because she was faithful, she was a follower, she feared God, she was obedient to God. And guess what? I know, Charlene, some of the blessing that's upon me right now is because I had the holy hookup, because I was connected to somebody who was, don't look at me funny, because I ain't been obedient all my days. I'm still trying. He's still working on me. He's still got me on his wheel. He's still working. He's still molding me and making me. But thank God I got the holy hookup. Okay, I know y'all wasn't gonna believe me. That's why I before I came down here, I turned on 2 Samuel Street. The ninth house. Y'all gonna follow me? And there was a brother by the name of Mephibosheth, a cripple boy. The boy was crippled, and Mephibosheth said, "Listen, I would come to church with you to help you show them me, because listen." I didn't know the king. Mephibosheth said, I didn't know the king, not at all. I didn't know him. He said, but watch this. One day, I was home. I was in the project. Lullaby. He said, one day I was in Lullaby. Lullaby was a pastureless place. Lullaby was a low place. Lullaby was like the project. Lullaby was just, he said, I was there. I was waiting on my check on the first and the third. I was waiting on my disability check because they dropped me. Boy, Mike, I wish I'd come with you just to show him. Because I was waiting, but watch this now. He said, and one day, I'm waiting for the mailman. And David, the king, shows up. So, yeah, y'all writing this down. The king shows up, and the king shows up in Lullaby. And guess what? He said, where is Mephibosheth? I say, me? I don't even know the king. King David? He left Israel? He come down here to Lullaby, to the project, looking for me. And watch this. I don't have a relationship with him. I don't even know the brother. But my daddy. Watch this. Grandpa didn't get along with him. But my daddy had a relationship with him. My daddy encouraged him. My daddy told him, don't be afraid. My daddy told him, you will be king, and I'm going to be right there with you. But now watch this, because, God help me, Mephibosheth said, I have the holy hookup. Because Jonathan, my daddy, he loved you, king. And now the king comes to Lodabar and take Mephibosheth from Lodabar and brought me, y'all are helping me, take him from the project home, take him off the checks on the first and the third, got him off of his disability check and say, put him in a chariot. Put a robe on him. Put some rings on his finger. Put a bank account in his name. Bring him to the palace. I want him to eat at the king's table because of the hookup. Y'all ain't helping me. Because of the hookup that somebody in my household had, I benefited. He was able to take whatever I had to make whatever I need. And that's why, watch this, y'all better walk upright. Y'all better do your best. Because somebody, watch this, I got a great granddaughter named Brooke. And I got to try my best to walk upright. I got to try my best to be obedient. I got to try my best to keep the commandments. I got to try my best to fear God. I got to try my best to be faithful to God. I got to try my best to follow God. Because ain't no telling, Brooke might need, y'all ain't helping me. Somewhere down the line, Brooklyn might need to hook up. And because I got connection, I got a relationship with him, it gives her the hook up. God, I wish I had time. Let me go. Watch this. Not only she had a connection to obedience. Elijah comes to her. Elijah said, look, I know you need help, but what you got in your house? What is it do you have in the house? She said, ain't got nothing but. Ain't got nothing but a pot of oil. Can I tell you the second thing she had in the house? She had a container of oil. Watch this, because you just like her. She said, I got a little oil. That's all I got. Just a little bit. Tinashe bit of oil. Watch this. God can take. God have mercy. You're not enough. And make it more. Watch this. She was looking at the amount of oil she had. Okay, watch this. She was looking at the portion of oil she had. She wasn't looking at the purpose of the oil she had. She could never get to the power of the oil she had. Watch it, because this wasn't no Crisco oil. This wasn't no Louisiana oil. Watch now, because she was looking at a teeny bit of oil. That's all I got. But the oil, follow me, I'm in the book. She said, watch what she said. She goes to Elijah and said, thy servant. Her husband was a prophet. Her husband was a preacher. Her husband was a pastor. The oil she had in the house wasn't her oil. Y'all ain't, don't get there before me, I'm coming. But the oil she had in the house was her husband's oil. God. And the oil that she had, watch this, was holy oil. All she had, y'all ain't gonna help me. What? I'm going, just wait for me. What was the anointed oil? Oh, God help me. Somebody don't know where I'm going, but I'm going anyhow. Listen, the oil she had, I told you it wasn't Crisco. It wasn't used. You got to watch it, because she was looking at the portion. She wasn't looking at the purpose. Ain't no way she can know the power of that oil. Anybody know anything about the anointing? The Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke. She had an anointed oil. But when Elijah said, what you have in your house? She said, I ain't got nothing but a little oil. She looked at the portion. She didn't look at the purpose. The purpose of the oil. Y'all help me preach. You got to look at the purpose of the oil. The purpose of the oil, my brothers and sisters, it was the anointing. and the anointing. Anybody know anything about the anointing? That the anointing, if you got the anointing to make you walk right. Not to make you talk right. The anointing to make folk not like you even though they don't even know you. The anointing to make you look like you're 35 and you're 64. You don't know nothing about the anointing. The anointing to make folk talk about you just because they're talking about you. You got, David said, my cup. David said, thou anointed my head, my cup runneth over. If you had a little bit of the oil. You got to understand. I'm trying to hurry up. I'm trying to understand. You got to understand that she had more than Lord Jesus. But you got to take a little and you got to put it in God's hand. I know you think you can't afford to tithe. Can I tell you can't afford not to? Can I tell you, you think you don't have enough? But it's in your hand. You got to get it out of your hand. In your hand, it's not enough. But when you put it in God's hand, God can take not enough, your not enough, and make it more than enough. Because God multiplied by subtracting. He adds by dividing. You got to understand, she didn't understand what she had in her house. Can I ask you, what's in your house? What are you carrying in your pocketbook? What's in your bank account? Can I tell you, if it's not enough, put it in God's hand. I promise you, what God can do, He can take what you say is a little bit and He can make it a lot. Y'all are interested. I'm gonna tell you anyway. Last thing, I'm gone. Watch this. First thing she had a connection to obedience. Then she had a container of oil. The next thing she had a community of others ready to help. And that's why I come to church. I come to church because the church is a community of others who's willing to help. Look at it. Elijah told her, listen, go to your neighbors and borrow vessels. Look what she said. He told her, say, go to all your neighbors. Every one of them, every last one of them, go to all your neighbors and borrow vessels. And watch this. Make sure they're empty. God have mercy, Jesus. Thank you. Make sure they are empty vessels. Get your children together. Get your boys. Go to everybody's house and make sure you get vessels from them. And make sure all the vessels were empty. You got a community. Watch this. And some of us haven't got the help we need because we're so prided. Lord, help me some. Yeah, I don't want nobody to know I need. I ain't telling her. I ain't going over there and ask her for nothing. But when repo man back up and pull up and pull off, because you got pride. People with pride in no car don't make no sense. Yeah, I ain't nobody helping me preach this in there. You got to understand, God put people around people to help people. She had a community of others to help her. Watch it. They went around, the boys and the widow, they went around and they borrowed all. They got all of the vessels. Empty vessels. And the reason why they were empty, because God didn't want nobody to take no credit for this miracle. You know that had a little oil in there. Soon as the girl got rich, you remember? You remember I give you. You remember I help you when you was down. God said, I don't need nobody taking no credit. You got to be careful. I don't want nobody to take no credit. So she got all of the vessels and she went in the house and she closed the door. And the reason she closed the door, because some people can't handle, Lord have mercy, what God getting ready to do for you. So, so, so some folk, some folk won't receive that.
I wish Job was here, because Job had two friends. You understand? Job had two friends, Bildad and Eliphaz. They sat down when Job was sick. They said, "I told you Job was a liar. I told you Job wasn't all that. I told you he told me he feared God. He did do evil." See, so God wanted to you to know that only Him can take what you got, the little you have, and bless you with all you need. Watch what He says. See, he gets in the house and they close the door. And when they close the door, she told the little boy, she said, "Bring a jar." So he brings the vessel and she pours out of the little bit, y'all don't miss this, out of the little bit she had, and she filled that jar. Say, "Bring me another one." Boy brought another one. She took out of the little bit she had and poured and filled that vessel. "Bring me another one." God brought another one, and she took out of the oil that she had and filled another one, and then 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 another one. And then the little boy said, "Mama, we ain't got no more. But we still got oil." Yes. We don't have no more empty vessels, but you still got oil in your vessel. Yes. Yeah. How? Breathe. Can we still? How can she? Ma, how you still got oil in your vessel? Uh-huh. After you fill up all of these vessels out of the little bit you had.
Yes.
Sometimes God can deliver you from some stuff. Then sometimes God can deliver you out of some stuff. But this time, God had to get in this stuff. Y'all are helping me. He got in the jar. And every time she poured, she was pouring Him out. And as she poured, I wish Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was here. As she was pouring, the more she poured out, the more God poured in. Lord have mercy, y'all missed this thing already. Listen, you got to understand, God can take the little that you have and make it more than enough. I'm closing now. I'm going to my seat now. But you got to understand, Elijah told her to go around and get the neighbors, but he told her, he said, "Listen, I want you to understand, God want to expand your degree of your faith." That's why he told her to go around and get active. He wanted to expand her degree of her faith. And not only that, but he wanted her to experience a divine feeling. He wanted her to know that this comes from me. He wanted her to know that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask her. He wanted her to know, if you trust me with all your heart, and if you lean not until you all understand in all your ways, he said, acknowledge me, and I promise you, I'll direct your path. I'm closing now. But you got to understand, you're still wondering. How you make ends meet. Can I tell you, ends not supposed to meet. If ends meet, you got a circle. So you got to understand how God can take what you got and use it for what you need. You got to understand that whatever you have, you got to understand that God can use it for whatever you need. You got to understand that God can take your not enoughs, and God can make it more than enough. You got to understand that the Lord can do anything. You got to know that the Lord, he loves you. And the Lord just wants you to learn how to lean and depend on Him. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you trust the Lord with your substance, that the Lord, He will make a way out of no way. Is there anybody here this morning that knows that there's nothing to
too hard for God. Can I get a witness here? I used to sing a song, I know the Lord make a way somehow. But now I sing the same song, but I don't worry about somehow. I just say, Lord, make a way for me. And I know he will. I just stopped by to tell somebody, if you are dealing with deficiency, can I tell you that all you got to do is put it in the hand of the Lord. I wish I had a witness here. Is there anybody here that the Lord made a way for you? Is there anybody here that can tell somebody that he paid my light bill, he paid my water bill, I took care of my gas bill, and I didn't even get paid yet? I wish I had a witness here. Anybody here know that the Lord is good, and he is good to me? And reason why I know he's good to me, even in spite of me, because every time I turn around, the Lord keep on blessing me over and over. The Lord keep making a way for me when I thought there was no way. Is there anybody here? I can tell somebody that the Lord, he brought me out. I wish I had a witness here. I don't know about you today, but one day I was alone. I didn't have no God in my heart. I didn't have a weapon in my hand. I was on my way to a burning hell. I wish I had a witness here, but he stepped right in. I wish I had a witness, and he took my plane. You don't hear me? The Lord, he's good, y'all. He's good to me. I wish I had somebody that don't mind trusting in the Lord. Anybody here want to trust the Lord? I dare you right now. Just say you got a little bit, but take the little you have and bring it to the Lord. I dare somebody who say I ain't got enough, but take what you have and give it to the Lord. I dare somebody and he will say I ain't got nothing but, bring your bird to the Lord. I know he'll work it out. He did it before, he'll do it again. Anybody here won't trust the Lord? I trust the Lord, y'all, every day of my life. I know how to deal with deficiency. Turn it all up to the Lord. I turn it over, y'all, to the Lord. And he worked it out. That problem that I had, I just kept getting involved. But I turn it over. To the Lord. Won't he work it out? I wish I had somebody. Won't he work it out? Won't the Lord work it out? Won't he do it? Won't the Lord do it? Won't he do it? I know he will. He did it for David. Yeah, y'all. He did it. He did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He did it for Daniel in the lion's den. You don't hear me. I know the Lord loved me. The Lord loved me because he loved me. He'll do the same thing. He'll do it for me. Can I tell you he'll do it for you? God is able
to take what you have and use it to meet more than you need. Anybody know he's able? Anybody know he's able? You got a part to play. And your part is, you know somebody who's connected to obedience. This one had a container of oil, and she had a community of others. In other words, you got to use what you got, and God will make a way for you. What do you do with? Come on, he's done it before. And listen, God is expecting that we be living testimonies. We can't keep this thing private. You got too much pride. Yes, he did pay my car note. Yes, he did lend me a half dozen eggs. God says, just put it in his hand. Let me help you with your money. Let me help you with your money. I know your money's still funny. That's because you're trying to figure out how you gonna make how you gonna make $800 worth of bills work, and you ain't got no more than $400. Put it in his hand. Y'all ain't helping me. Trust God. Listen, you already can't pay your bill. Trust God with your money. You trust him with everything else. Trust him with. Listen, your money is dear to you. Some of your money is dearer than God. He said, listen, I'm jealous. I said, thou shalt have no other God before me. I said, but if you seek me first and my righteousness, just be right with me, said. He said, then all other things I'll add to you. You ought to be fixing your envelope right now.